You're listening to SBS News.
It was a result that had been widely expected across Timor-Leste. 72-year-old Nobel Peace Prize winner José Ramos Horta comfortably beat his incumbent rival, Francisco Luolo Guterres, to make a return to the presidency. He dominated the first round election on March 16th, winning nearly half of the vote in a crowded field of 16 candidates. One academic calculated Mr. Ramos Horta needed only 30,000 more votes in the second round against one other candidate. Attention is now on the president-elect and whether he will follow through with a bold promise made on the campaign trail. Deakin University Emeritus Professor Damien Kingsbury says Mr. Ramos Horta is looking closely at one way to clear an impasse in his country's parliament.
Horta has indicated that he will dissolve parliament if and when he is elected as president. He has promised a political earthquake, in his words, and that would seem to indicate that that is now what is coming. It will be a destabilising move if he does make it. On the more positive side, though, given the electoral cycle was pushed out of sync by a year a few years ago, it will bring the electoral cycle back into sync. So at least that would be a more normalising influence.
Speaking to the media the day after the country went to the polls, Mr. Ramos Horta promised unity.
I have received this mandate from our people, from the nation, in an overwhelming demonstration of our people's commitment to democracy.
The 72-year-old has previously served as Timor-Leste's president, prime minister and foreign minister. Before that, he worked from exile to bring a resolution to the conflict in his country, which ultimately earned him a Nobel Peace Prize.
I will do what I always have done throughout my life, as I did in 2007, 2012 when I was president. I will always pursue my law patiently, relentlessly, to find common ground, to find solutions to the challenges this country faces.
But it's that decades-long dominance of public life that has meant the younger generation is still looking for representation. Andrea Fay from the ANU's National Security College says although there was a youth candidate in the first round, the second round delivered a man from the generation of so-called revolutionary heroes.
20 years have passed and young voters kind of see him more of a historical figure than a contemporary one.
Mr. Ramos Horta was backed by the country's first president, Xanana Gusmão. Speaking from Timor-Leste's capital, Dili, Professor Michael Leach from Swinburne University of Technology says Mr. Gusmão is widely described as a political kingmaker.
History has shown us that since the restoration of independence here in Timor-Leste, the presidency has to date always gone with the candidate supported by Xanana Gusmão, who remains a very key figure in Timorese politics.
The key challenge moving forward will be to achieve unity in a bitterly divided parliament. Professor Leach says although he's separate from the parliament, the new president could shape a new governing coalition. His other option would be to dissolve the government completely and bring forward new parliamentary elections.
That is a more constitutionally vexed proposal, a little bit more politically difficult. But it's certainly one of the options that the new president will have in his toolkit, and that would lead to fresh elections here in Timor-Leste.
The former revolutionary is slated to be sworn in on May 20th, which will also be the 20th anniversary of his country's independence. Tyson Cusey, SBS News.